Restoring My Soul, Monday the 2nd of June, The Immortal Sheaf. On the day of his resurrection, Jesus Christ was the immortal sheaf of first fruits. He has brought forth immortal seeds of sonship that are able to be planted in the mortal children of Abraham. These are sons and daughters of men who hear the gospel of God and believe for the sonship that it promises. As this immortal seed, which is the divine nature, is germinated in our spirit, we are born as sons of God and made mortal members of his corporate body, of which he is the immortal head. As sons of God, we are branches connected to the root of the vine, who is Christ, and bring forth fruit as we reveal him by doing the works that he accomplished for us in the course of his travail. This is the implication of journeying with Christ on the pathway of salvation that he pioneered for us. Upon this pathway, we are changing from glory to glory, so that on the day of resurrection, we will be revealed with Christ as men in the image and likeness of God. We see that through the gospel, we are first made sons of Abraham. We are then begotten as sons of God, as the immortal seed of our sonship, brought forth from the travail of Christ, is germinated in our natural spirit. We are then progressively being made men in the image and likeness of God through a daily fellowship in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. On the day of resurrection, we will be manifest as sons of men when we receive our spiritual bodies. Abraham was illuminated to this tremendous promise. By the faith that he received by hearing the gospel, he was enabled to see and believe for the manifestation of the sons of God, a multitude of sons who would be born of the divine nature in their mortality, who would then be made spiritual men in the resurrection. These were the stars of heaven. The references used in today's devotions are 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 2 to 4, 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18, Romans chapter 8 verse 29, Luke chapter 9 verses 23 and 24, Genesis chapter 15 verses 1, 5 and 6, and John chapter 8 verse 56. For further study, Genesis chapter 15.